Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The psalmist said, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." This is demonstrated as the Lord gathers men together in local churches for this purpose. The whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Just as the human body is made up of many parts, so also is the church. If one part is lacking, then the whole body suffers. The health and nourishment of the body depends on every part of the body working for the mutual aid of the whole. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. All of their spiritual health comes from the head, but he is pleased to minister it to his children through the various parts of the body. The saints are their brother's keeper, not just to see that he does not fall prey to deceivers and false prophets, but also that they are careful by their actions to set forth a proper example, and to do nothing which may cause him to stumble. This is the exact message that Peter gave to the elders. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. We are quite sure that all things are lawful unto the sons of God, but not all things are useful for the edification of the brethren. It behooves those who are strong in the Lord to consider their weaker brethren as they conduct themselves in the world. Wherefore, if meat make my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world standeth, lest I make my brother to offend. Do you love the brethren?